Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Apoorva Mandhani and I'm going to tell you about a Bombay High Court judgment which on Monday refused an interim stay on the setting up of a fact-check unit under the amended information technology rules. Now, the fact-check unit or the FCU was supposed to identify false, fake or misleading online content related to the business of the central government. Rule 3, subclause 1, subclause B, subclause V of the IT Rules 2021 was amended in 2023 to empower the government to form the FCU. Now, Justice A.S. Chandurkar essentially on Monday said that there is an arguable case against the amended IT rule, but relied on Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's submission that political opinion, satire and comedy are aspects not sought to be linked to the business of the central government to reach his judgment. Now, this rule that I mentioned earlier requires online platforms to make reasonable efforts to ensure users do not display, upload or transmit any information in respect of any business of the central government that the FCU identifies as fake, false or misleading. If online platforms fail to take down content that the FCU flags, they could lose safe harbor protections against liability for third-party content. Now, on 31st January, essentially, the Bombay High Court delivered a split verdict on petitions challenging the amendment. The following month, that is in February, the court's Chief Justice appointed Justice Chandurkar to hear the petitions. The petitioners then filed an interim application seeking a stay on the setting up of the FCU. Justice Chandurkar reserved his order on the interim application on 29th February and delivered the judgment on Monday. Now, essentially, let me take you to the split verdict first. The 31st January split verdict, in that judgment, Justice G.S. Patel said that the amended IT rule amounted to censorship. On the other hand, Justice Neela Gokhale said that the amended IT rule does not prohibit critical opinion, satire or parody, no matter how critical of the government or its business, as long as it is not false or misleading. When this petition was being heard by the two-judge bench in April 2023, the government had said in court that it would not notify the FCU till the court decides on the petitions challenging the amended IT rule. The petitioners had now therefore demanded that the government should wait till Justice Chandurkar's decision on the amended IT rule also comes. However, rejecting this application, Justice Chandurkar on Monday said that forming the FCU would not result in an irreversible situation because any action taken after notifying the FCU will always be subject to the validity of the amended IT rule. The single judge also noted that the petitioners are social media users, apprehending a chilling effect of the rule and not online platforms that have approached the court. So online platforms hadn't approached the High Court. It was the users who had approached the High Court challenging the rule. The single judge then noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's submission that the amended IT rule intended to deal with government business in its strict sense. The government does not want to muzzle political opinions. This is what he told the court. The court therefore said that at the prima facie stage, the stand taken by the government allays the apprehension expressed by the applicants, that is the petitioners, that the FCU would prevent expression of political views or common sarcasm, political satire, dissent. So essentially the court felt that this submission by the government allays those fears and takes care of those apprehensions. The court also observed, and I quote, "This situation, when pitted against the larger public interest, leads me to opine that grave and irreparable loss is not shown to result if the FCU is notified," unquote. The judge essentially said that no case was made that warrants making the government adhere to its earlier statement of not setting up the FCU during the pendency of proceedings before him. That's all I have for you right now. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Apoorva Mandhani in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.